Do you think that when directors and writers are making a kids movie that they do research into what kids are into, like, during the days of production? I don't know, but I think Jeff Rau and Seth Rogen did that for this movie. Unclear, though. The movie I'm talking about is the new movie, TMNT Mutant Mayhem. And I don't know if I like this movie or not, which seems to be a running theme. Does that make me a bad reviewer? Probably. This was a pretty empty theater, but I went and saw it on AMC Prime, so it was a huge screen. And I had a pretty good time watching the movie. It butchers a lot of the turtle lore, which I'm a fan of TMNT, don't get me wrong, but I've only ever seen like the mainline movies and some episodes of the various cartoons here and there. But I can't critique that when doing an analysis of a film, which kind of sucks. The movie was enjoyable to watch. There were some funny jokes here and there, some cool action sequences, but something was missing. And I think it might have been Michael Bay. Michael Bay. Michael Bay. Michael Bay. Michael Bay. The story starts out with a neglected scientist, Baxter Burton or something, who's been cast aside by society, so he tries to make his own family. Big Corpo comes in and kablicky blicky kills him, and the mutants that he's been working on escapes, and the ooze, it's ooze, drips down into the sewer, as it always is, and infects turtles and rats, and now they are mutants, which is how we get TMNT. They grow up, their father, a rat whose name is never mentioned, tells them that he hates the human, that the humans are bad, and we get a flashback of why, and the turtles just want to be accepted by society, but the rat, their father, whose name is never mentioned, tells them, no, they're just bad. And so, obviously, they're teenagers, and they rebel, and they run into a girl named April O'Neil, who is also neglected by society for some unknown reason, and this leads to their first action sequence, which there's a bit of humor here because they've never actually fought, and their martial arts knowledge comes from YouTube videos and old movies, which is funny. But they kick butt because, well, they have to. And then there's the big bad reveal, a bunch of fights, Dark Night of the Soul, yada yada yada, rest of the movie, climax, denouement, victory, normal stuff. Solid, solid story. The plot is well executed, and there's nothing wrong with it. The structure is straight out of The Anatomy of a Story by John Truby. Solid characters, strong foundation, good motivation, relatable motivation. Because in 2023, all anybody really wants is to be accepted by society. Except celebrities. And that one chick, I guess. I don't know what she was doing here, except making the plot happen, I guess. Pretty much every speaking character has a part in the execution of the theme. Every character has been, in one way or another, touched by this idea of wanting to fit into society. Again, except for that lady. Don't know what's her deal. Baxter, neglected and hated all of his life. Rat guy, neglected and hated all of his life. The turtles, neglected, based on what they know. April, shunned by her peers. Superfly, neglected by all of society. And these are our main players. All of the other mutants feel pretty much the same way. A little on the nose, but a strong way to get across this feeling of not fitting in. It is easy to understand, but this is a film made for kids. The message at the end seems to say, if you help society with all that you can muster, then they will accept you. I'm not sure if this is exactly right, because right before the climax begins, April and the turtles acknowledge that they've been doing this for the wrong reasons. Initially, they were doing it because they wanted to be accepted by society, and if they were heroes, then people would see that they have something to offer. So maybe it's not what I said, But the occurrence of events seems to imply that. I'm putting animation and art style into here as well, because in animation they're pretty much all the same thing. This is inspired by Spider-Verse, which is fine, that's how film works. However, this film does have a unique style when it comes to that type of animation. It's a bit wonkier. Not like that kind of wonky, like the actual word wonky. Strange shape, disgusting creatures, harsh textures, it looks great. It's got a pretty varying color palette, but it still manages to encapsulate what New York City feels like. There are some pretty cool camera shots here as well. A lot of standard action cinematography, but there are a couple shots that feel reminiscent towards the old arcade games with its side-scrolling feel, as well as some cool POV shots that flow seamlessly into the other action. This is my favorite part, potentially of any film. One of the core ideas of TMNT is that they fear that they won't be accepted by society. And we've seen that in pretty much all of the TMNT media. And you always see how the humans react and how the turtles react. And it's displayed that they do want to belong, but you don't ever really feel it. Well, that's not the case in this film. This film makes sure that you see really and feel really how the turtles respond to this. These scenes are accompanied by a beautiful synth score that really made me feel for the turtles in ways that I haven't previously. The entire score is wonderful and it exudes the tones that it needs to well. It's beautiful and effective. Okay, so I do have two major problems with this film, and I'll get my more opinionated one out of the way first. This movie is missing something, and I believe it's the tonal identity of the TMNT franchise. And I know that's not required for a film to be good. Believe me, I've defended adaptations that aren't popular before, like the Mandarin and Iron Man, or the Ben Affleck Batman. But remember how I kept saying, yeah, we as an audience who know TMNT know that that's Splinter, but there is nothing in this film besides him being a mutant rat that is the turtle's father that shows who he is as Splinter. The general arc is there, sort of, but he's not the same. Bebop and Rocksteady take a pretty hefty backseat in this film, and although they have a few lines here or there, they aren't really themselves. Sure, they drive a motorcycle once, but that's it. The turtles themselves are just shadows of who they were in previous iterations. Even in the Michael Bay movies, they each had their own unique identity. That's not the case here. And again, this doesn't make a film bad, but it leaves me wanting for the turtles that I do know. The other problem I have with this film is the denouement. At the turning point, the turtles realize that they need to be heroes, regardless of whether society accepts them or not. But in the end, they still get what they want. The turtles don't learn anything. Yes, they say it, and again, this is a kid's movie, but the theme of a film hinges on its resolution. And if they get exactly what they want, then they haven't learned anything. They were in the exact same spot mentally as they were in the beginning of the film. The idea that begins to be presented is that you don't have to fit in, that you shouldn't want to fit in, want to be like everyone else, need to be like everyone else. Satisfaction and fulfillment comes from within, not from the acceptance of others. I have a brother who is the age of the targeted audience of this film, and what happens in the film, what the turtles like, how they react to certain things, this is him. My brother is exactly like that. He does things to fit in. He likes things to fit in. It's never about himself. It's about other people. This is a dangerous ideology for young people. The film is saying that the only way to be happy is to conform. And that's a bad thing. Societal progression and self-fulfillment come with accepting the idea that you're not gonna fit in, and you have to be okay with that or you'll suffer. The turtles want to be a part of the human world. They want to go to high school. And instead of learning that they are different and are not going to have the same life as everyone else, all the humans, in the end, they end up having the same life as all the humans, which is exactly the opposite of what they should have learned. One last thing. I don't know what was up with all these blatant name drops and cultural references, but it was really cringy. It feels like Jeff Rau and Seth Rogen went to Google, they typed in what are kids into these days, and chose the top 10 things that came up in the search results, and then they popped them in like this script was a Mad Lib. This only happened a few times, but it really brought down the level of the film for me. And that's what I thought about the TMNT movie. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Tell me if you love the film, if you hated the film, if you think I'm stupid, let me know. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe so that you can stay up to date whenever we publish, because sometimes we don't and the schedule is weird now because we don't live near each other anymore, so we're kind of just doing this whenever we do it. So, yeah. Okay. Goodbye. Sing. Okay. Goodbye. Yeah. Okay. Goodbye. Yeah. Okay, goodbye. Okay, goodbye.